下面我们把我们的时间交给邵氏母和我们的翻译林长老，我们用热烈的掌声欢迎他们。
Now let's welcome our speaker today, Dr. Shao, and Elder Lim will be our translator.
谢谢爱珍啊，带领这么好的诗歌。
We thank our two sisters for leading us in this a very beautiful song.
要换一下这个。我们在诗歌本里面有一首诗，我一直想要大家学习的，就在这个大诗歌本的上面29页。
Let's try to learn another song from that big hymn, songbook, hymn 29.
有些人会唱的，唱大声一点哈。
我主是棵真葡萄树，我既是微小葡萄枝，我主是棵真葡萄树，我既是微小葡萄枝。一生有我，洗净我，修剪我，日夜看守，不让我走前多。在他的身旁尊重，记得是两日前生中。往下这等江山结果，历过累累满足心肠，在他里面，在他里面享受，我在主里就在我里，生根建造，生根建造，直到主心我心我为
你。We will maybe have the time to sing, but let us sing the chorus in English. 用副歌呢？哈。
用英文唱副歌。
Abiding Him，
那个副歌。后面那个最后哈，
玫瑰状。
最后的第三行后面。
从最后的第三行开始唱啊。
一二三。
The last three lines on page 47.
Okay, 一二三。
在它里面 ，abide in him。
在它里面，在它里面享受，我在主里所
长。Rooted, built up, rooted, built up, till my heart unites, Lord as one. Okay, thank you for singing this song, although it's very new to many of us.
谢谢大家一起来学习这首诗歌。
I would like to share about this topic.
今天我要分享这个题目。
Abide in Christ.
要藏在基督里。
Does it ring a familiar note? Is this familiar with you? Have you heard this before?
这个题目对你们来说是不是很熟悉呢？
Is the topic familiar? So familiar?
是不是非常熟悉的一个题目呢？
What is the familiarity?
那个熟悉的是什么呢？
The vine? No. What is that about? Okay, one answer is correct.
这边有一个对的答案。
We heard that during the retreat under Dr. Kerwan.
我们在退休会的时候 ，Dr. Kerwan 也讲过这个题目。
Another familiar tone because yeah, it's our theme for this year.
这个也是我们今年的主题。
Your pocket calendar.
在我们的小小的这个。日历上面也有写。
Actually, I'm supposed to preach it before Kerwan or after Kerwan in September.
原则上原来的安排是我比 Dr. Kerwan 早一点要讲这个题目。
I don't even know he's speaking on the topic because I was absent during the retreat.
因为我那个时候不在，所以我不知道说他已经有讲过。
And I was assigned in October.
所以现在我是十月份讲。
But my husband wanted to speak, so I let him took my turn.
但是邵院长要出国，所以我跟他又调换了。
So, this is the third time it's been assigned to me. I cannot anymore evade.
所以这是已经改了第三次，所以我一定要讲。
Because if I move it to next year, it's not our theme verse for this year.
如果改到明年呢，我们的主题也已经换了。
Yeah. Actually, when you think of the context of this passage, okay, you are familiar with John 15:1-7. You can open your Bible to that, and we might not have time to read the verses, but we'll go along, no? So this is a theological matter that Dr. Kerwan have taken care of.
我相信我们大家都很熟悉约翰福音第十五章第一节到第七节，我们也都知道它的上下文。Dr. Kerwan 呢也帮我们解释它里面主要的意思。
I would like to stress on the latter part, the practical aspect.
但是我所要强调的也就是后半部，也就是那个应用的方面。
But before we go into the verses in chapter 15, we can take a look at chapter 14, the last words.
在我们还没有看第十五章的时候，我们可以先看第十四章的最后一节。
If you look at the chapter 14, the last few verses, Jesus was telling his disciple,Come now, let us leave.
这个十四章最后的一段，我们会看到耶稣对学生说，好，我们应该走吧。
And if you go ahead to chapter 18, the first part, it says Jesus and his disciples left the place.
但是要一直到第十八章开始的时候，才会看到耶稣和他们的门徒就离开那个地方。
So theologians are wondering,Jesus told them, let us go. And then did he just stay on and then talk more about these farewell discourses? Or was he telling all these discourses, you know, along the way when he saw the vine around the garden or in the temple?
所以解经家他们有这样的一个讨论。到底耶稣说的这句话之后没有立刻走，再继续跟他们讲这个谈论呢？或者说他们离开在路上跟他们谈论，然后在路上可能看到一个葡萄树。
But we know for sure, chapter 15, 16, 17 are Jesus' final discourse for the disciples before he go up to heaven.
但是我们可以确定的是15章到16章是耶稣对门徒最后的谈论。
So I say it's a goodbye message for the disciples.
也可以说是耶稣跟他们道别的时候所说的一些话。
I want you to think in your life up to now, how do you say goodbye to your loved ones?
在我们自己的生命当中，我们回想一下，有什么时候我们也曾经跟我们的亲人说再见呢？
You say goodbye to someone that you love. How do you say goodbye? Maybe it's your best friend, maybe it's your teacher, maybe it's your parent. How do you say goodbye?
对一个你最亲爱的人，也许是你的朋友、你的同学、你的老师。你怎么跟他们道别呢？
Okay. Let us read chapter 1 to 6 together. You can read in Chinese or in English. This is how Jesus saying goodbye.
Verse 1
to 6. Chapter 15, 1 to 6. Okay, let us go together.
所以我们看约翰福音第十五章第一节到第六节。
I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit.While every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I've spoken to you. Remain in me as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and you will bear much fruit, apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away, withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire and burned.
烧了。
Okay, thank you. So we saw Jesus talking, I am the vine.
这边耶稣说我是葡萄树。
And if you go back to the Gospel of John, this is the Seven I am's of Jesus, the last one.
啊，这也是约翰福音里面耶稣七个我是的最后一个。
First, I'm the bread of life.
也就是说，我是生命的粮。
I'm the living water.
我是活水。
I'm the good shepherd.
我是好牧者。
I'm the door.
我是门。
I'm the way, the truth, and the life.
我是生命，我是道路、生命、真，真理、道、生命。
I am the resurrection and the life.
我是复活，我是生命。
And this is the last one in chapter 15.
最后的一个，在十五章。
I am the vine.
我是真葡萄树。
We know that Jesus is about to part from the disciples, and he used this, "I am the vine, you are the branches." Such a beautiful, intimate relationship.
啊，在耶稣要离开门徒的时候，他用这样一个非常亲密的啊这样的一个象征。
So the this first, yeah.
就树跟树枝的关系。
The first two points is that I would not deal so much, but it talks about the charge. He gives us a command, a charge to remain in him.
在这边我们看到耶稣可以说是命令他们要常住在他里面。
See, he used the vine and the branches, the intimacy.
所以这边我们看到枝子跟树身的关系。
The whole passage, I think there are about five times of abide, or another word is remain, abide, abide.
在这段经文里面不难看到有五次讲到你要常在或者住在我里面。
The word abide, I think the word abode, no? Residence come from the word abide.
从这个住我们可以想到一个住的地方。
So when I look into the meaning of the word abide in the Greek, we have a Greek professor here. So I found out there are three meanings.
我们研究这个住这个词的时候可以发现有三个主要的意思。
First and foremost, it means to stay, to preserve, to continue, to dwell, to lodge.
所以第一个主要意思就是一直的持续的住在一个地方。
And then it can also be, like to continue to exist, to remain, to continue to live on.
或者就是说，就是你继续的存活。
The third meaning is to wait. It is even to endure, yielding, patiently.
第三个意思就是说你能够持续下去，你能够忍住。
Well, overall, we can see the word abide means to continue, to stay, to remain.
所以基本的共同的意思就是能够持续的住下去。
And looking at the whole context written by John the Apostle, he seems to say continue in a place.
所以从约翰的这个上下文里面，我们可以说他是让我们，耶稣的意思是让我们在一个地方住下去。
Continue in a fixed state.
在一个某一个层次上继续持续。
So the deeper meaning is to be in close and settled union.
所以这边可以说是我们跟某一个人有一个很亲密的关系。
To be in long-standing fellowship with someone.
他有持续的所谓这个交通。
To indwelled.
住在他里面。
So it's a picture of intimate relationship with Christ.
这边也是一个非常美的一幅图画，描述我们跟基督那个很亲密的关系。
Jesus saying goodbye, but he says we are intimate.
耶稣说我要走了，我们要分开了，但是我们还是很亲密的。
And we saw another figure of the Trinity in that passage. God the Father is the gardener.
在这个经文里面也可以看到父跟子之间的关系。
There is an input of the Father in pruning the vines and the branches.
我们看到父在这个图画的里面，他是修剪这个葡萄树。
Relationship with Father and Son, and also with us and the Father and us with the Son.
所以这边有三重的关系，就是父跟子，还有跟我们这些信徒的关系。
As Jesus prepared to leave, he said, "Remain in me, as I'm in the Father."
所以当耶稣要跟他们分开的时候，他说：“你们要常在我里面，我也常在你们里面。”
Let us go to the seven verses until maybe the 11. Let us read together. If you have the Bible, you can read, or if you don't, you can read the. Now we will give the Chinese. Now we can have more Chinese up here, no? So you can read from the. Okay.
7 to 11.
Yeah.
7 to 11. 我们现在读第七节到第。十一节，
你们
若
常
在
我
里面，
我
的
话
也
常
在
你们
里面。
凡
你们
所
要
的、
所求的，就是给
你们
成全。
你
们就
多
结
果
子，我
父
就
因
此
得
了
荣耀。
你
们
也
就
是
我
的门
徒了。
我爱你们，正如父爱我一样。你们要常在我的爱里。你们若遵守我的命令，就会常在我的爱里。正如我遵守了我父的命令，常在他的爱里。
这些事
我已经
对
你们
说
了，这些事是要
让
我的喜乐存在你们
心
里，并让你们的喜
乐
得以满足。
So my second point is, what are the considerations of abiding in Christ?
这边呢，我们的第一个点就是说，我们常在基督里的结果是什么呢？
的要道还没有结果。The consideration 的一些
要
内涵。
内涵是什么？
So I said, with the passage that we have just read, I said, Jesus is telling us to, you know, dwell in my word. So obey my word, observe my word, dwell in my love or open to my love and obey my command, do my command.
所以第一个点也就是说我们要在主里面也就是要顺服主所吩咐我们的。
好。Okay. So,Quickly, these three points, I would not dwell much because I'm going to head on to the last part. So, Jesus in that part says, how can we remain? We can remain with His word, by remain in His love, and how can we show that we love Him is by obeying His word.
所以呢，我们要常在他里面，也就是要遵守他的话。我们怎么表示我们对主的爱呢？也就是要遵守他的话。
So there is His word, His love, and His command.
所以这边有他的命令，有他的话，有他的爱。
Maybe just an illustration. I was thinking, when I was still a single here at BSOP.
我记得当时我还是单身在飞盛的时候。
When Joseph just started courting me.
那个时候邵院长才开始跟我约会。
Like other lovers, he would give things, flowers, chocolate.
很多人他们约会的时候就会送花、送巧克力、送糖果。
But my Joseph also write me poems. You know?
但是呢，他就写一些诗歌给我。
So he write my name there. R O S A R is what, O is what, and he J O S E. So he have poems for me.
所以他就为我写了一些很好的一些诗歌。
I have his word. I have his love. And of course, now I'm doing what his command when he's away.
所以我有他的话，有他的爱，所以我现在要遵守他的命令。
Yeah, what is the command of God for us?
神对我们的命令是什么呢
？Very clearly, we can read together these verses.
我们可以一起读这几节的经文。
My command is this: Love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no man than this, that he lay down his life for his friends.
好， okay. 你们要。
Yeah. Okay. Sorry.
你们要彼此相爱，像我爱你们一样，这
就是
我
的
命
令。人
为
朋
友舍
命，
人的爱心是。没有比这个更
大
的。
And then he continued to say that you are not my friend, so I no longer see you as servant.
对，这边耶稣也继续说，你们现在是我的朋友，我不再叫你们这个仆人。
And also he promised that he would whatever we ask, he would give us, and we will have the joy in him.
耶稣也应许我们，如果我们向他求什么，他也会应允我们。
And as his friend, we should be able to heed his command.
所以我们作为他的朋友，我们也会听他的话。
Up to this part, because it is a picture of the vine.
一直到这里呢，还是有这个葡萄树的这个象征。
I began to think that Jesus is dropping a seed to us.
这边好像耶稣在我们心中种了一个种子。
It says, "Abide in me."
他说：“你们要在我里面。
”And if these seeds continue to abide, we will bud and blossom.
如果这个种子继续的存在它里面，那么就可以长大。
We will remain in Him and grow and bear fruits.
我们会在它里面，我们会成长，我们会结果子。
And what the fruit, the final product is that we will be able to keep His command.
这个结果子最后呢，我们一定会遵守他的命令。
And the command is to.
而他的命令就是。
Let us write the say these three words.Love each other.
也就是要彼此相爱。
Up to this point, you can still dig into the theology, but I'm going to the practical aspect now.
好，现在我们要进入到那个应用或者实际的一面。
We see many Christian love in action around us.
在我们的四周围，我相信我们也可以看到很多基督徒他们爱的表现。
I want us to think of once you are found yourself abiding in Christ.
我们也可以思想，当我们在基督里的时候
，Jesus is saying, You would produce fruit. The fruit is loving one another.
你会结果子，这个果子就是会彼此相爱。
And these fruits are not really being by force, but it is really naturally would grow out.
而这些果子呢，是很自然的长出来。
So let us check on ourselves. Are we abiding? How do you know?
所以我们首先也要可以问自己，我们确实有没有在基督里面呢？我们怎么知道我们在他里面呢？
If we are abiding in Christ, we would have following the following aspects of our life seen around.
如果你真的在基督的里面，在你的生命里面，可以看到下面的表现。
You will have more listening and less talking or less speaking.
你会多听少讲。
Now, as a counseling teacher, this is very important for us to listen.
所以作为一个辅导的老师，我们都知道听是比讲更重要。
We need to listen emphatically.
我们应该要能够很认同的听对方。
Our Dr. Kirwan has a book when he says, once Adam and Eve sinned against God, what is the first word that God told them?
在 Dr. Kirwan 书里面，他有提到。当亚当夏娃犯罪之后，神对他所说的第一句话是什么呢？
God asked them, "Where are you?"
第一句话是神是问说，你们在哪里呢？
It is a listening part.
这边也就是那个听的部分。
Not like when people have mistake, we said, "I told you so. You should not do that." No, we are not asking. We just already pointing finger.
很多时候我们碰到一个人，他做错事情，我们就立刻对他说。我不是说了吗？你不应该这样做，这个是一个责备。
In our human nature, it's very hard to listen first. We always speak first aloud.
我们这个人的人性通常是喜欢先讲。
In fact, sometimes we all want to speak first before the others speak.
很多时候我们是喜欢比别人更先讲。
But I read on to the passage of Genesis.
但是我们继续看创世纪那个经文的时候
，Adam and Eve was saying We heard your voice and we are scared. And then God says, "Who told you so? Did you eat the fruit I forbidden?"
所以亚当夏娃他们回答神的话是说，我们听到你的声音，我们就惧怕，就躲起来了。神就问他说，哎，你是否就是吃了那个树上的果子呢？
Yeah, that question. Did God not know?
其实神不知道他们吃了吗？
But God was asking them, "Where are you?"
但是这个主要的一个问题，神在问他们：你们在哪里
？Listen first.
神也在听。
And some of us want to have Bible verse to prove, so I put up Bible verse. James says, "My dear brothers, be quick to listen, slow to speak."
雅各书也这样告诉我们说：“亲爱弟兄们，这是你们所知道的，但你们个人要快快的听，慢慢的说。”
Yeah. So God gave us.A mouth that closed and the ears that's always open.
所以神创造我们，我们的嘴巴一般是合起来的，耳朵是开的。
Maybe you sleep with your open mouth.
也许你睡觉的时候嘴巴是张开的。
But you would not open your mouth when you take a picture.
Okay. 但是我相信呢，你拍照的时候，通常你不会拍一个照片，你的口是大大的开着的。
不会这样哈。Yeah. Someone says that.A doctor would check, examine our tongue to discover kind of disease we have.
有时候我们去看医生的时候，他会看我们的舌头，就可以知道我们的病症。
The maker of fountain pen, which we rarely use, the fountain pen maker says.
有一个就是制造这个墨水笔的那个人这样说。
He says, if your fountain pen is running fast, that means it's almost empty.
如果你这个你用这个钢笔写字的时候，如果能够写得很快呢，也意思说它的墨水已经要干了。
Apply to our tongue.
正如我们的舌头一样。
If our tongue run too fast, that means maybe we are almost empty.
如果我们的舌头讲得太快，也许我们的头脑其实是空的。
So more listen, less talk.
所以我们应该要多听，少讲。
A pastor was approached by a member. He wanted to tell the pastor about the wrong of somebody.
有一次有个信徒急着要跟牧师在讲别人的错。
The pastor said, "Does anybody know about this except you?"
牧师就问他说，除了你以外，是否还有别人知道这件事情吗？
He said, "No one yet."
他说还没有人知道。
Have you told it to anybody?
你有没有跟别人说过呢?
Not yet.
还没有。
Then the good pastor says, go home and hide your things under the feet of Jesus and do not tell it to anyone unless you talk to that person first.
啊，所以这个好的牧师就对他说，你不要跟人家讲，你回去的时候就把这件事情放在耶稣的脚前。
I want to apply.
你还没有跟这个人谈之前就不可以告诉别人。
Applying to our BSOP big family, we should learn to listen first before we talk it out.
在非圣的家庭里面也是一样，我们应该先听，然后说。
We should practice, what James tells us, not to speak too fast, or else it proves that we are almost empty.
我们应该像雅各所说的，不要讲得太快了，要快快的听，慢慢的说。
When you are abiding in Christ, you will find out.You're listening more than talking.
如果我们在基督里，我想我们会发现，我们就会多听。
The second point that you will find yourself.
第二点
is you will have more giving and less receiving or less getting.
啊，你会多一些施予，过于接受。
Here we can read the words ofPaul, let's read together. In everything I did, I show you that by this kind of hard work, we must help the weak, remembering the words the Lord Himself said, it is more blessed to give than to receive.
使徒行传二十章三十五节，我反是给你们做榜样，叫你们知道应当这样劳苦，扶助软弱的人，又当纪念主耶稣的话说，施比受更为有福。
They say as long as we live, we need to give.
我们应该学习如何多给。
There's a fee here, there's fee there, payment everywhere, no?
Fee payment
or toll gate. We need to give.
我们无论到哪里呢，很多时候都是要付款。
So you might wish that when will we stop giving?
可能你会说，我们什么时候才停止施予呢？
There's a poem that goes like this.
有首诗这样说。
Giving is really living, the angel said.
Living.
Yeah, giving is living, the angel said.
你给的话其实就是离开。
这是活着就是要给。
对不起。Okay, 你给呢就是真正的生活。
This is the poem that angel was saying, no? Angel, the heaven angel.
这个天使这样说。
It's Christmas now. So it's Christmas time, the time to give. And it says, go feed the hungry with your charity bread.
所以呢，你可以用你的爱的面包去喂饱那些这个饥饿的人。
And the response of the people is, must I keep giving again, again and again?
有些人就会反问说，我是否就是要这样一直给，一直给，一直给呢？
The angel says, oh no, said the angel. He said,
这个天使说不是这样。
Just give till the master stop giving to you.
你就要继续给，一直到你的主人停止给你。
When God stops giving, then you can stop giving.
当神停止不给你的时候，那你也可以停止给别人。
So let us learn. Now, this is not easy for us because we all are so human in our nature. We come to this world, I think our hands, how do you see the baby? It is tight.
Okay.我想我们的人性本性就是这样。我们一出生的时候，你看看婴孩的这个掌，也就是这样抓的。
Yeah, most baby, if you look at the baby, they are like that. They are gripping.
所以小孩子婴孩他们也知道怎么样抓。
But after we leave this world, we cannot bring anything with us.
但是当我们离开这个世界的时候，我们什么都要留下来。
So better give while the time is ripe when the person really need the thing.
所以当人家有需要的时候，那个是我们最应该给的时候。
As we learn to give, we are also receiving from the master, and we can stop giving when the master stops giving to us.
其实当我们给的时候，我们是多得着。我们要一直给，一直到我们的主不给我们的时候。
Generosity stems from the heart that is abiding in Christ.
这个慷慨的心是从心里面发出来的。
So more listening, less talking, more giving, less getting.
所以要多听，少讲，要多给。
These are the pictures of how we love each other.
这些也都是我们彼此相爱的一些图画。
Naturally, because we are abiding in Christ.
很自然的，因为我们在基督里。
Thirdly, I'm thinking of more thanksgiving and less complaining.
第三方面呢，我就想到说要多感恩，少发怨言。
Philippians says, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God.
应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。
And it goes on to say, do everything without grumbling and arguing.
保罗也说，我们凡事都不要发怨言。
Yeah.It was the first part of the 17th century in Germany.
在17世纪初期的时候，在德国有这样的事情。
There was famine and pestilence.
在那个时候有饥荒，又有一些瘟疫。
In a city called Edinburgh, there lived a pastor.
在那边 Edinburgh 这个城市有一个牧师。
The name of the pastor is Martin Reinhardt.
他的名字叫 Reinhardt.
He was serving there and hard for the Lord, and he conducted one day 50 funerals in a day.
他在那边忠心侍奉主，在那个时候，他一天做五十个出殡礼拜。
Because there is a plague around the country.
因为在那边有一个瘟疫发生。
And most of those he buried are his own relatives.
所以他所埋葬的那些人，大部分也都是他自己的亲人。
Yet in those days of darkness and despair, Pastor Reinhardt wrote many sacred hymns and songs.
但是呢，在那些黑暗的日子里面，这个牧师呢，反而他写了很多的诗歌。
One of the songs is found in your Songs of Life, number 23.
有一首在我们的诗歌里面，
Let us take a look.
就是二十三首。
Yeah. This is one of the songs that he wrote during those darkest moments.
这也是在他最黑暗的那段时间里面所写的一首诗歌。
And amazingly, the title is, we will not sing. The title is, let us say together.
他的题目是
Now thank we all our God.
现在我们一起来感谢我们的神。
Wow, I'm still learning. It's so hard for us to say thank you when you're suffering, no?
我还在学习，真的在痛苦的当中是很难对神说感谢的。
When you have to face your thesis, you have to face your Greek and Hebrew, and you know, you cannot say thank you.
我不知道啊，你们学习希伯来文和希腊文的时候，是不是也能够感谢神呢？
When you're in the blink of despair, it's hard to say thank you. I can still be here.
所以当我们很失望的时候，是否还是能够感恩呢？
But this pastor proved that thanksgiving doesn't have to wait till you are in peace, until you have plenty.
那这个牧师证明了，不是当你平安的时候，或者说很丰富的时候，你才能够感恩。
Every day, every time is a good time to praise the Lord.
每一天每一个时候都是感恩的一个好的机会。
A heart that abides in God can sing praises even in the darkest night.
所以一个在基督里的人，他即使在最黑暗的晚上，他还是可以感恩。
This is not easy.
虽然不是很容易
We are learning,
我们还在继续的学习
including me.
包括我自己
So more listening, less talking, more giving less
所以我们要多听 少讲多给
More thanksgiving, less complaining
okay, 我们要多感恩过于发怨言
These are aspects of life that we can produce not because we try but because we have been abiding in Christ.
我们能够这样做并不是说我们尽力了而是说因为我们在基督里因此很自然的我们能够这样做
One more behavior that we can see is our life is live more of others less of myself.
所以我们的生命是为多顾念别人少顾念自己。
Philippians tell us, do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, rather in humility value others above yourself.
所以凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀，只要存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强。
More of you, less of me.
所以是多有别人，少有自己。
Very hard, no? We always, our human nature is me first.
我们的本性总是说以自己为中心。
Look out for the number one.
通常我们为自己要找那个最好的。
It is me first.
总是会先想到自己。
We are naturally born that way because of our sinfulness.
生下来这个罪性就是这样。
Well, A preacher once said, "The opposite of love is not hate."
一个传道人说，其实爱的反面并不是恨。
Do you know what is the opposite of love?
爱的反面是什么呢？
A deal, good answer. Self.
是自己。爱的反面是自己。
When Jesus washed the feet of his disciples, he showed us the model of how to leave others first.
我们从耶稣所做的也可以看到我们应该怎么样顾念别人。
That was also the heart of General William Booth, the founder of Salvation Army.
这个救世军的创办人 William Booth, 他的心态也是这样。
His little mission of helping the poor has been moving on all over the world.
在全世界他都有他们这个救济的工作。
They call themselves Salvation Army.
他们称自己就是这个救世军。
So their followers are soldiers, right? Soldiers.
所以他们的这个服装呢，也就是好像一个军人的样子。
Their members, the followers are. One day they are having an international convention in the place.
有一次当他们开这个他们的大会的时候。
And they're waiting for General Booth to come, William Booth to come and speak to them the main message.
他们都在等这个 William Booth 来讲道。
At that time, General Booth could not make it because he got very, very sick.
但是那个时候他刚好病得很重，所以不能够来。
So during that convention, words were spoken saying, "At least give us some of your words of encouragement." They're waiting to hear from him.
所以那个时候那些人当然都很期盼，至少请你给我们一些鼓励的话。
This is in another country, so he's not near the place. So they're waiting for him to give them some response or some encouragement.
他们那个时候是在不同的国家，离开很远，但是这些人还是等着他来。
So finally, William Booth got up from his sick bed and he had planned to give his final message.
所以那个时候，虽然他病得很重呢 ，William Booth 是站起来，就在准备他最后的讲章。
That time they were using telegram.
Telegram,
yeah.
那个时候，他们那个时候只有这个电报。
So every word, every letter counts.
所以每个字母都要付钱的。
So he only gave them one word.
所以他只给他们一个字。
And his final message for them is.
所以他给他们最后的这个信息是什么呢
？Good guess. Love is good guess. He says, others.
就用这个字，别人。
This is how he lived his life for others.
这也是他自己生活的描述，就是为别人而活。
So, yeah, I'm thinking we still have time, so I continue to the fifth point that our life would be more of Christ and less of I.
第五点，我们可以说我们生命多有基督，少有自己。
John, the same person, the apostle John says he was writing about John the Baptist, no? But he was the one writing this gospel. He said, "He must be greater, I must become less." This is the word of John the Baptist, no?
我们知道使徒约翰说他必兴旺，我必衰微。
Yeah, and also I think of the Paul. Paul in Galatians says, "I've been crucified with Christ, and no longer live, but Christ lives in me." The life I now live in the body, I live in faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me.
保罗在加拉太书里面也这样说，我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
You know, from September, October, and even now, November, I was wrestling, do I bring out Paul's words in this message? Because Paul always say, in Christ, in Christ.
我在从九月份一直到今天在思想怎么准备这个讲章的时候，也想到说我要不要把保罗的话也带出来呢？因为保罗也常常说在基督里。
Yeah, so Paul is really, he has the mind of Christ. He knows the heart of Christ. He always...Remind us we are in Christ.
我想保罗也可以，我们可以这样形容他，他真有耶稣基督的心。
But if I dwell on it, will be another message. So I have to stop thinking of Paul.
但是也许我需要另外一篇的讲章来讲保罗的这个神学。
There is a short song that most of us learn in kindergarten, "Jesus, Others, and You."
我们在幼稚园的时候我们就学会了这一首的短诗耶稣别人和我
What a wonderful way to spell joy
啊，这个也是英文这个字 joy 啊，就三个字母、啊、
Jesus and others and you
也就是耶稣别人还有你
In the life of each boy and each girl In the life of each boy and each girl
所以在我们每一个、啊、男女孩子的生命的当中
J is for Jesus for he has first place
J 是耶稣他在我们生命里面应该要居首位
Always for others you meet face to face
O 呢是代表别人就是我们每天相望的人
Y is for you in whatever you do
Y 呢是代表你每天你所做的
Put them together and spell joy
把这三个字母放在一起就是 joy 就是喜乐
I won't sing anymore because of my coarse voice
我没有我今天有点那个
And we find the word joy in this passage, right?
我们在这段经文里面也看到喜乐这个字。
So Jesus is saying we can bear fruits, bear more fruits. As the secret is to abide in Him.
所以耶稣说我们可以结更多的果子，当然秘诀就是要藏在它里面。
So we are about nearing the end of the school year and our pocket calendar says abiding in Christ will be discarded, no?
我们一年就又快要结束了我们看到我们这个日历上面所写的要藏在基督里我们应该这样思想
But we have to remember that these are the parting words of Christ for us
我们要记得这是耶稣当他离世之前所说的话
So great, so amusing. He was leaving goodbye, but he says, "Abide in me."
有点矛盾，他要离开，但是他却说，你们要在我的里面。
He can stay with us forever as we allow him, allow ourselves to abide in him.
他会一直跟我们同在，是我们要让他与我们同在。
And using this metaphor of the plantation, no, as a seed when he'sIt bears fruits, there's no longer the seeds you see, but the outward fruits, these works of loving one another, that will be shown that we are his disciples.
所以呢，就像一个种子种下去，它会成长，它会结果子。今天我们在基督的里面，我们会彼此的相爱，让人可以知道我们是他的门徒。
So let us read this final note, love each other.
我们最后再读这个短短的一句话。
Jesus said, "This is my command: love each other."
这是我吩咐你们的，就是要你们彼此相爱。
Yet before I even close the message, I always think of this writer, this John, the disciple.
还没结束之前，我们也可以思想这个使徒约翰他这个作者他在写的时候。
What was he like when he was walking with Jesus?Among the disciples, what was he like? What was his name? What was his?
当时他跟耶稣还有其他门徒在一起的时候，他是什么样的人呢
Mary Ann was right that he was known as John the Beloved. But before that, in the life of Jesus 3 years, was he the Beloved?
虽然他被称为那个爱的使徒，但是呢，他在
John and James, they were called sons of thunder, right?
他和他的兄弟是被称为雷子。
So we are like also sons of thunders in our ways.
很多时候我们也像他们一样，也是雷的儿子。
We more talk rather than listen.
我们会喜欢多说，不喜欢听。
More getting than giving.
我们要想多得而不给。
More complaining than thanksgiving.
我们多埋怨，但是不感恩。
More me than others.
多想到自己，没有想到别人。
But this author, I think he learned to abide in Christ.
但是我相信约翰这个作者，他也学习了。
He understands
在基督里
what it is to abide in Christ.
他也真正明白什么是叫做在基督里。
And we don't accomplish that in one day.
当然，这个不是我们在一天里面可以完成的。
We accomplish day by day as we Cling on to our Lord.
乃是每一天，我们都抓着主，跟他一起走。
Live together, help each other.
当我们一起住，我们住在一起，帮助彼此帮助。
So let us bear with one another.
所以我们也要彼此的接纳。
And there's a song that also comes to my mind. No?
啊、我又想到另外一首的诗歌。
It is for us to sing to each other, I will love you with the love of the Lord.
我要以主的爱来爱你。
Because I see in you the glory of the Lord.
啊、因为在你里面我看到主的荣耀。
Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord.
是的，我要用主的爱来爱你。
But I decided not to sing because I was thinking of John. John, you have so many verses for us to remember.
啊、这边我们也看到约翰也有很多很美好的金句，我们应该可以记，应该要记得的。
Before 15 in 13, he said, there's a new commandment, Jesus said, to love one another.
耶稣也说，我给你们一个新的命令，也就是要彼此相爱。
And then in 14, it says, if you love me, keep my commandment.
啊、在十五节，你们若爱我，就必遵守我的命令。
You know, Jesus was giving them this, this way of knowing that he is not away from them. He's not saying forever goodbye because as they love one another, Jesus is in their midst.
啊、虽然耶稣不久就要离开他们，但是耶稣也告诉他们，他们彼此相爱，主就在他们的中间。
And finally, I would think also of the other epistle that this person have written in 1st, 2nd, 3rd John.
啊、我也联想到约翰所写的约翰一二三书。
So I pick a few for us to end by reading the very words of this John, the son of thunder, now become John the beloved.
所以我们用点时间也来思想这个原来是雷子的，他现在变成是一个主所爱的门徒，他所说的话。
This should be the last two slides, and we will just ponder as we read, no?
我们可以默想这两句的经文。
Let us read in English first, and yeah.
就是约翰一书三章啊，十六节。
Or we can read together. You can read in Chinese together. Okay,
我们一起读。
One, two,
主为我们舍命，
this is how we know what love is.
我们从此就知道何为爱。
Jesus Christ laid down His life for us.
我们也当为弟兄舍命。
And we ought to lay down our lives for brothers and sisters. And this is a much longer. Okay, we want to hear again from John in his first John. We read the English first.
还有约翰一书三章二十一节到二十四节。
Dear friends, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have confidence before God and receive from Him anything we ask because we keep His commands and do what pleases Him. And this is His command, to believe in the name of Jesus' Son and to love one another as He commanded us. The one who keeps God's command lives in Him and He in them. And this is how we know that He lives in us. We know it by the Spirit He gave us. Okay.
亲爱的弟兄啊，我们的心若不责备
我
们，
就
可
以向
神
坦
然
无
惧
了，
并
且我们
一切
所
求
的
就
从
他
得
着，
因为
我们
遵守
他
的
命
令，行
他
所
喜
悦
的
事。
神
的
命令
就
是叫
我
们
信
他
儿
子耶
稣
基督的
名，
且照
他
所
赐
给
我
们
的
命
令
彼此相
爱，
遵守神
的命
令
的
就住
在
神
里
面，
神
也
住
在
他
里
面。
我们所以知
道
神
住
在
我们里
面，是因他所赐给我们的圣灵。
Wow, abide, abide, no?
啊，我们要在主里面。
Maybe we can sing the song again. This is written by my father-in-law Wesley Shaw, 29.
我们再一次唱这本诗歌的第29首。
And this is very new to many of you, but I hope it will become one of your favorite.
虽然现在对我们很多人还是新的，但希望以后你们会很喜欢唱。
But we have to sing in Chinese because it was written in the Chinese mind.
也许我们用中文唱呢会比较好听。
Yes, only we'll just sing one verse because we may not have time.
我们就只唱一节。
我主是棵这葡萄树，我既是微小葡萄枝，我主是棵这葡萄树，我既是微小葡萄枝，生我养我。经所修剪我，日夜看守，不让我走尽头。 前走，基督是两只箭声中，往下这根向上结果，淋过累累满足心中，在他里面，在他里面享受，我在主里，住在我里，深根建造，深根建造，直到主心我心契合为一。
Let us sing the English, the first verse.
My Lord is the grandeur great vine, and I am the small lowly bride. My Lord is the grandeur great vine, and I am the small lowly bride. Bear me, rear me, bless me, prune me downright. Watch me all time, shield me from devil's might. In Christ we are rooted, built up. His fullness in us becomes strong. Rooted below, bear fruit of all. Pleasing the Lord all the day long. Abide in Him, abide in Him, enjoy being in Him and He in me. Rooted, build up, till my heart united with my Lord as one.
Let us ask Elder Lim to give us a closing prayer.
Let us pray together. Our Father, we thank you for giving us this theme for this school year. Indeed, Lord, this is what we need most, that we continue to abide in you. Father, help us to live this out and practice this on a daily basis. 亲爱的天父，我们再次谢谢你给我们今年有这个主题，要藏在基督里。主啊，这也确实是我们最需要的，求主帮助我们能够天天每一时每刻能够更加的培养我们跟主你密切的关系。主啊，求你恩待我们，让我们因着藏在你的里面，我们可以多结爱心的果子，我们可以更多的彼此的关顾，我们更多的彼此相爱。主啊，求你听我们的祷告，奉耶稣基督的圣名，阿门。